With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congress now just has a few days to prevent another government shutdown, this one exclusively affecting the Department of Homeland Security. At issue is federal immigration enforcement and demands from some Democrats for a number of changes in the way ICE carries out its raids. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson said the challenge is all very real.
We got to navigate through all of that this week. I think we can. You know me, I'm an optimist. But if we miss that deadline, it could be detrimental because the Homeland Security bill covers not just ICE, but it's TSA right. agents in the airports, it's the right. Coast Guard, it's all these, FEMA, all the other things. So we got to get it done.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview airing today on This Week on Capitol Hill on Salem News Channel. President Trump said the U.S. held what he called very good talks this week with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Milan-Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open after yesterday's big ceremony. Allison Capaca was on hand.
We are so lucky to be able to see athletes compete in the mountains, in the natural landscapes that we have, especially here in Italy, in northern Italy. It's insane to see people on the Alps and see people in a completely different environment.
This is the most spread out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. A record day on Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed above the 50,000 mark for the first time ever. This is SRN News. A new study asks religious Americans what they think about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for what's called contempt of religion, all based on Egypt's blasphemy laws. Meanwhile, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have also been imprisoned. That was for a year for a similar crime. This is SRN News. Uber has been found liable in a sexual assault case.
A federal jury has ordered Uber to pay $8.5 million to a woman who says one of its drivers raped her during a 2023 trip. Uber has faced criticism for its safety record, much of it spanning from thousands of incidents of sexual assault reported by both passengers and drivers. Sarah London, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiff, said the verdict reached in Arizona validates the thousands of survivors who have come forward at great personal risk to demand accountability against Uber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The California Department of Public Health is urging people to avoid mushroom foraging altogether this year. That's because death cap mushrooms are out in force and they are so easily confused with safe edible varieties. In fact, since November, there have been more than 36 cases of mushroom poisoning that led to 4 deaths and 3 people who needed liver transplants. More on these stories at srnnews.com.